Considering a major change in one's future is a monumental undertaking, one with many unseen layers of fear and resistance underneath. And all of you find yourself directly in the path of this fear and resistance as recruiters and managers. Because of this, over the next few podcasts, I'm going to explore the science around how people can encourage and motivate themselves to commit to beneficial goals that could change their lives for the better. And the answer may be quite different than you expect. We've all heard countless speakers and read volumes of content how people reach goals. Few of them, if any, take the broader view into consideration. Is there something beyond the repeated content of how you're supposed to break goals down into parts, etc., that differentiates people who reach their goals from people who don't reach their goals? And the answer to this question is yes. We often hear from very popular self-help gurus that visualizing, fantasizing about your future is essential to creating your future, and that this dreaming is a good source of motivation. That if we can just picture our future perfectly, then we will be able to create this new visualized reality. To figure out if this was indeed true, researchers Ottingen and Mayer in 2002 conducted four studies to find out how people cope with four different challenges that are typical in life: getting a job, finding a partner, doing well on an exam, and undergoing surgery. The researchers measured the impact of two ways of how people think about these challenges. They focused on two types: those who fantasized about a positive outcome and those who talked about and practiced expecting a positive outcome. Fantasize was defined by imagining something you hope will happen in the future. And those who expect was defined by people who made positive and confident statements about what will happen based on their success, past successes, their character traits, etc. The researchers found that when trying to get a job, finding a partner, pass an exam, or get through surgery, those who spent more time entertaining just positive fantasies did worse. In fact, in a two-year follow-up to the job-seeking group, those who spent more time dreaming about getting a job had applied to fewer jobs, had been offered fewer jobs, and if they were at work, they had lower salaries. And a very strange finding was uncovered in this research. Get this: those who entertained more negative future fantasies were more likely to achieve their goal better than those who just dreamed about a positive picture in the future. But who topped them all? You guessed it. The top performing group were those who had positive expectations about finding a partner, recovering quickly from surgery, passing an exam. So what does this tell us about your candidates? How can you use this information to help those who you are hiring and coaching towards success? How do you help them move from being dreamers closer towards being confident expectors? Think about that before my next podcast, when I'll share what follow-up studies found that imagining may also help, but only if it's paired with another technique. And I'll share that knowledge in the next couple of weeks.